Yep, absolutely. That stock's down over 1% this week. Jamie Dimon looking to end government probes into its selling of potentially shoddy mortgage securities. He was at the Justice Department yesterday working out the particulars on a possible $11 billion settlement on both federal and state levels. So why is the firm getting so much heat from regulators?
Salon journalist Alex Perrine is with us. He says Jamie Dimon is the reason, and he's doing more harm than good to J.P. Morgan. Fortune's Duff McDonald could not disagree more. Here we are talking about this. Alex, to you first. Legal problems aside, J.P. Morgan remains one of the best, if not the best, performing major bank in the world today. You believe the leader of that bank should step down?
I think anytime you're looking at the greatest fine in the history of Wall Street regulation, it's really worth asking, should this guy stay in his job? In any other industry, I can't think of another industry, if you managed a restaurant and it got the biggest health department fine in the history of restaurants, no one would be like, yeah, but the restaurant's making a lot of money. There's only a little bit of poison in the food.
So who has the qualifications better than Jamie Dimon to run J.P. Morgan then, in your view?
I think the bank might be too big and too complicated and at this point too corrupt for anyone to run, but we could just give almost anyone else a shot and see if they could do better.
Too corrupt is a bit hyperbolic, perhaps. Duff, you agree or disagree?
Absolutely not. He obviously got attention with this article. He got your attention. It's preposterous. The stock's touching a 10-year high. It's a cash-generating machine. Sure, they've had their regulatory issues, but he's looking to settle them expeditiously at this point, which is everything you want out of a CEO. It's an absurd suggestion.
Hey, Duff, I mean, maybe we should pose the question, does Jamie Dimon want to go? I mean, given everything that's been going on around this company, it seems like he's taking arrows from all sides almost every week at this point. Maybe he doesn't want it anymore, and within a year, he's not even going to be there. Who knows?
I doubt he's interested in leaving. For one, he probably wouldn't want to leave on a low note like this. But, you know, he's expressed a desire to stick around for quite some time. The only thing that's going to have him leave is the board or shareholders basically showing him the door. And, you know, despite suggestions that he should leave because they're paying a fine, you know, no major shareholders are calling for his departure.
So should we talk about the financial strength of J.P. Morgan at this point? I mean, even with all of these losses, the company continues to churn out, you know, tens of billions of dollars in earnings and hundreds of billions of dollars in revenue. How do you criticize that?
I think a lot of their earnings and revenue we've seen have come from really shady dealings that they've been...
Oh, come on.
They have.
All right. Name three shady dealings.
All right. Bribery in China, hiring based on nepotism.
You shouldn't be saying things that you can't prove.
Well, the nepotism, hiring the children of prominent Chinese officials is not something I just
made
up.
Have they been charged?
They haven't been charged, but it's a fact. It's in the news.
What's
Everyone knows
fact?
About it.
The fact,
that
they're,
fact? The fact that they hired the children of prominent party officials, and there's a spreadsheet on which it's connected to deals they were trying to do in China.
Hiring
yeah,
connected
like
people is
things
as
that
old
are
as
not actual fact on this program. Because
anyone
I,
can
I,
just
I,
Google
I really
China and J.P. Morgan and see this. I mean, it was in the New York Times. It's not a...
Oh, the New York Times. Oh, okay.
You know, it's never been a crime to hire the children of connected people.
No,
and
it's
not sure
a crime
it's going
to
become
so
one because
Jamie's
shady. Done it.
But the point, part of the point Maria makes when she cites the performance of the bank, I mean, shareholders have no reason to want this guy to leave.
No,
the stock
I mean,
is up 18% year to date. He's considered to be one of the most respected CEOs on the street, sometimes in some forms, even mentioned as a possible Treasury Secretary somewhere down the line, if he so chooses and is so asked. I mean, why would shareholders want this guy to go?
I think that because he's a PR nightmare for the bank. If you look outside of the financial media, if you look outside of CNBC, like every time J.P. Morgan has been in the headlines for the last year, it's been for terrible news. It's been bad PR for the bank. And I think maybe there is a bubble you can be in which you never hear anything negative about the man, and you hear he's the smartest guy on Wall Street, but like out in the rest of the world, it's nothing but bad PR from Dimon and for J.P. Morgan.
Duff, what about that? I mean, it feels like, you know, this it feels a little like a witch hunt, frankly, because they're constantly, you know, talking about charges and there's, you know, numbers that are mind-boggling in terms of settlements. That's sort of what sets the tone for these negative articles.
Absolutely. Alex is right about the fact that it's been a PR nightmare, and the London Whale is a complete and total embarrassment. So are the, you know, the regulatory issues are a big deal, but they're trying to address them. But that's hardly a reason to want to fire your CEO, especially if they're doing the 99% of their job that they're supposed to do, which is running the institution as effectively as he has.
And by the way, this is just the second quarter, but for the second quarter, net income was $6.5 billion just for the three-month period, compared to net income of $5 billion in the second quarter of 2012. I'm just trying to figure out, from a shareholder's perspective, who would be doing, do you have ideas? If you're saying you want this guy out, who do you think is equipped to?
I already said I don't think anyone is equipped to run a bank that big and that complex. But I really think that this guy's track record at this point means they should just go with anyone else who's available.
I mean, you got to. I don't know. We could spend here all
week
and sit here all day.
Available. Hey, are you available?
Sure, I would do it. I could do just as well at ignoring the London Whale.
Well.
But I mean, if you're talking. It's almost ridiculous to even have this conversation. We're talking track record. The guy has a great track record.
At making money for J.P. Morgan, not at managing the bank in a way that has been good for the economy as a whole or in a way that has avoided these massive fines and numerous charges.
What do you think would have happened if J.P. Morgan were not among the banks that actually alleviated things during the 2008 financial crisis?
And what if
alleviated
J.P. Diamond
things
wasn't
by unloading toxic assets on investors. They unloaded assets they knew were toxic on investors. That's how they got through. That was the brilliant risk-taking or the risk avoidance strategy.
That is not how they got
it's
through
not,
the
it's
crisis.
Not how they got it at all.
That's ridiculous.
It's just not true. It's just not true. We really need to stick to the facts here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Right.
We appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It.
Yeah.